Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we have a very interesting book that we are going to take a look at. Now, the title is Everything That I Am About to Say. Are you ready? Here we go. Why? Mark 16:16, Romans 6:3, Acts 2:3, 1 Peter 3:2, Acts 22:16, Galatians 3:27, Acts 8:36, John 3:5 does not say be water baptized to be saved. The author is Anthony Edmondson. Now that is the title of the book, and I am going to share this with you today. Now I did have an opportunity to have Anthony on my show, Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, and he could really explain to you more about the book, because of course, I am simply going to take you over to Amazon page. Now, if you would like to hear Anthony talk about his book in his own words, then I want you to visit any streaming platform where you would catch your favorite podcast. Now, if you're not familiar, Daily Spark with Dr. Angela is my radio show, but we realize everyone can't listen in live or catch it at the time it airs. So we archive it to the streaming platforms and make it available to you just like we do this podcast. Now, you are looking for episode 409, Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, episode 409. And Anthony's interview is the first half of that hour-long broadcast. So let's jump on over to the Amazon page. Now, this book is available in both the Kindle and paperback formats. You are able to get it again as Kindle or as a paperback. Now, you guys know that I am really big on making things easy and accessible to folks, and I'm really glad that he has this available in both formats. It is a handy-dandy size that you'll be able to throw it in that backpack and take it with you as you travel or go about your metro type of day. So I'm going to click on paperback. I want to tell you about that information there. So let's scroll on down to the product details. The publisher is Book Trail Publishing. It's available in English. The paperback is 110 pages long. So it's just long enough to give you some meat, but not so long that you don't actually want to read it. Now, the ISBN 13 on this book, and remember, the ISBN number is like the Social Security number, the ID number for the book. Only this book will have the number. That's why I give it out. So if you want to utilize the services of your local bookstore, especially a small bookstore nearby, they would appreciate your ordering the book through them. That ISBN 13 number is 978-16376708-80. That number again is 978-16376708-80. Now, it is only 4.9 ounces, so it is not a heavy book. Again, it is a 6x9 book, so it is great for traveling. Now, unfortunately, there are no reviews available on Amazon for this book, so I do not have any to share with you at this time. They do have an About the Author section here on the Amazon page, so let's go on and take a moment to read that. It says, Anthony Edmondson is a married man who resides in Central Florida. He's also a Christian who shuns prejudiced behaviors while upholding Bible principles. Anthony's hope is that anyone will come to believe on the name of Jesus before it's too late. Anthony faithfully studies the Word of God and looks forward to receiving it every day. Outside of being a servant of the Almighty, Anthony is a screenwriter, an early retired firefighter, and a distinguished pie chef. Now, other than him being a child of God, and I'm so excited that he is, and, you know, great job in choosing to be and worried about your spiritual life. I think that everyone should have the mind to be concerned about their spiritual life. I think that's very important. Spending time with God is key in my life as well. But I have to give him kudos for being a distinguished pie chef. As someone who enjoys a good slice of pie, I am very excited for that for him as well. Now, I know that many of you like to know what categories you can find the book in, and I do not see any listed for paperback. Let's go on over to Kindle and see what information we have there. Let me read you the details for the Kindle version. For the Kindle version, the publisher is Book Trail Publishing, first edition. It is available in English. It is 671 KB. Text to speech is enabled. Screen reader is supported. And WordWise is enabled as well. The print length for the Kindle edition is 95 pages. So there you go. That is all of the information that we have available for this particular book. So let me go ahead and click on it. It says look inside. And that's one of the reasons why I really, really love Amazon, is that it allows you to take a look inside. So let's see if it shares with us the table of contents in any way. What we find out in the table of contents is that there is an introduction, there's chapters 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, a COC debate, and final thoughts. So I love how, again, it sounds like he keeps it straight to the point and does not keep you there longer than you need to be. So just to make sure that you understand what the title of this book is, the title is Why Mark 16:16. So that's why Mark chapter 16, verse 16. All right. So you know the way that we write chapter and verse. So it would be the chapter, then a semicolon, and then the verse. All righty, here we go. Why Mark 16:16, Romans 6:3, Acts 2:38, 1 Peter 3:21, Acts 22:16, Galatians 3:27, Acts 8:36, John 3:5. Does not say be water baptized to be saved. And I know that is a little different, but that is the title. And I think that because it's a little different, that is one of the reasons why people are attracted to this book. I believe that everyone should always share the dream that God has given to them, the way that God has given it to them. And we never know what exciting and fun things God has in store for us. Now, you guys know that one of the things that I love to do is go to my leaderboard, and I adore it, because I get to see who has made the leaderboard. Now, let me tell you, I'm looking at the numbers, and between countries 2 and 3, there are just tenths of a point away from each other. So here we go. And there's only 1 point difference just over a half a point difference between 4 and 5. So not that we're trying to make this a competition, but just to let you know how easy or simple it is to change the numbers or to move up or down on the leaderboard. So coming in the number one spot is my home country, the great UA. Thank you, home country, for being in the number one spot. And the number two spot is the Philippines. Hello, family in the Philippines. Thank you so much for coming in the number two spot. Number three is Australia. Hello, Australia. Thank you so much for being in the number three position. Number four is family in the United Kingdom. Hello, UK. Thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast. And last but certainly not least, my neighbors to the north, and that is Canada. Thank you, Canada, for coming in and making it to the number five spot. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in and listening to the show. Now, you guys know that when I have enough time, I'd like to shout out every country that is listening. Now, I usually start with the Americas, but this time we're going to travel around the world from the opposite direction. So let's get started. We have on the leaderboard Russia, India, Pakistan, Myanmar. Who else do we have here? We have that listed. We have Japan. Oh, my goodness. New Zealand. Thank you guys so much. Sri Lanka. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hello, South Africa. Hello, Kenya. Hello, Uganda. Hello, family in Nigeria. Hello, family in Ghana. We also have Senegal. We have Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Egypt. Hello, hello, everyone. We have Turkey listening in. We have Romania, Bulgaria. Hello, Italy. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, Spain. Thank you for listening. We have France. Hello, hello. We have Ireland. Hello, family in Ireland. Hello, family in Norway. Thank you for listening in. We have Belarus, and we also have Estonia. Let's not forget Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and making the show an international success. Well, I am wishing that you are well today and every day. I hope that you will continue along this path. May you be in good spirits, and may you do it with a great book. Until next time, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day.